good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you my wisdom that I received through my intuitive vision to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And the phone lines will be open after our first break, which is in a little bit. And what I want to talk, usually I give a little tip before we start opening the questions. And what I was thinking about was last weekend was the spring equinox, and so it's officially the spring now. And then we have Easter weekend coming up. And so really, you again could officially call it a place where for new beginnings. And whenever I think of Easter, I think of a time for its resurrection, meaning that we're, again, time to look away, look at ourselves, weed out our gardens, see where we could be holding on to stuff, see if we're energetically holding ourselves on the cross, meaning that we're punishing ourselves, holding on to any kind of suffering. And so right now is a wonderful time to start off your new year, meaning look at yourself energetically, look in your life, look in those four corners of life where we play life, and that one corner is the you corner, how you see yourself, how you define yourself. Do you feel connected to God, Source, Creator, whatever that means to you? How, do you have self-esteem? Do you have self-worth? Do you worry about the past? Do you hold on to it, or do you worry about the future? All of that is being able to look at yourself as an energetic being, so you get to start seeing or feeling or sensing what your energy looks like. And the other corners are our money, home, career corner, the home, family corner, and then we have our personal relationship corner. So when you start looking in those corners, just as, again, if you were standing in the middle of the room, no judgment, just observing how you put your energy into those scenarios where we do life, you could start noticing where you want to weed, meaning that, let's say, personal relationships, that you're still looking for that Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, and you're not finding that person yet, and you're getting frustrated. And where I would look at it, if I was giving you a reading, I could look and start seeing that there's a lot of weeds in the person's energy field, that they're all foggy because their theme is going back to disappointment or there's a sense of betrayal. And so, as many masters have said, all the energy, all the answers are within. All our energy patterns hold the answers. And so it's a great time to, again, weed your garden. Just like if you're going out and planting a garden this time of year, you would take the weeds out. There would be preparation. And so take this time, again, this week, to look in this places in your life where you feel blocked, where you feel stuck. That's literally in your energy patterns, like a flow or a kink of it in a garden hose. And it's preventing more of that universal energy to come into your life. And that is, that feeds the seeds that you put out. That's universal flow, the earth energy, literally feeds it so it could come into manifestation and fruition. And so this is a time for us to get those kinks out of our symbolic garden hoses throughout our energy field. And what I say over and over again in all the radio shows that I do is the importance of energy maintenance. And I offer several energy maintenance classes, techniques, but I say to people, do whatever resonates with you. If it resonates with you, that means you're going to do it, and there's tons of things out there. So as you see yourself as an energetic being, define yourself as an energetic being, getting into the habit of cleaning your energy field daily. It's just, I say to people over and over again, by not doing that is like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth for days or for weeks, for months or for years. And can you imagine what your body would look like if you did not take care of yourself, your physical body that way? And science has already proven that we're energy. So this isn't any hokey-pokey, new age, airy-fairy kind of stuff. This is science. Science is merging with spirituality and really encouraging us to see and feel and know ourselves as energetic beings. And as we start to do that, it totally changes your whole life. It changes your outlook. It changes how you relate to life and experience life experiences. And you literally start opening up your intuition. You start feeling what things that are going on to you. Because right now I see people close down and they get stuck in their emotional bodies or their mental bodies, and they get into the coulda, shoulda, woulda pattern. So again, this is a perfect time to take time for yourself. Start looking in those avenues where you feel stuck. Get those weeds out. And that we do have some up-and-coming classes that could help with you. And we have Awakening Your Divine Empowerment class. It's the ABCs of your energy fields. And this is in-person or via the telephone. That's Saturday, April 17th at 3:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, this is via telephone, and registration is required. And this is where we're going to talk about the seven 12 chakra energy centers, the 12 DNA strands, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies, how to direct your energy, let go of the past, live an empowered life, and become the master of your life. And so that is, again, coming up Saturday, April 27th. And the beautiful thing is when it's if you're doing the class by the phone, you can listen to it at any time. You get a free MP3 or CD of the class. And so if you're not available, again, you get the workbook and you get all the information. We also have a twin flame relationship coming up. Many people are talking about twin flames and the relationships of the divine soulmate. And so I'm going to, again, it's in person or by the telephone, and this is Saturday, June 12th from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to go over as far as the topics of what the heart chakra changes that I've been seeing since 204, the twin flame energy that's been coming in since 208, and how we are bridging from the you complete me relationships to you compliment me, and really how to prep your energy fields to pull in that divine flame relationship. And it starts within, guys. That's the first thing I'm going to say, is that we cannot pull something in if we don't have it within ourselves. And so those are the classes coming up. And also we have this Friday night is, again, another series of The Gathering. And that's, again, in person or via telephone. That's 7 to 9 p.m. And the first of the month, for 2 hours, I will give you updated information that I'm getting from my guides, from my higher self. And this is tips and tools and information for you to be able to live a more empowered life, to see what's going on, to see how I look at the universal grids, to see how it's affecting each and every single one of us, the energy shifts that are happening. And they absolutely affect each and every single one of us. And so you get updated information, and you have opportunity to ask questions to. And then we could do a healing energetic alignment. So that is called The Gathering. You could attend the class singly, or you could sign up for the whole series. And we have dates all the way up till June. It's usually the first Friday of the month. And so you could get all that information and see all about free teleclasses and all of that kind of stuff by looking at the website. And you can www.carrieocom.com. And we're also on Facebook. You could go on the fan page and or the friends page. And we usually put the events on Facebook too. But I'm favoriting the website and just checking it out once in a while, because we do put the classes up there and put all different specials. And I am going to say a special that's not on the internet right now. We're doing the buy one, get one half off spring festival is what we're doing. Wendy's going to, my assistant's going to be very creative with that, but this is where you get one session, you get another one of equal value. So I do 15-minute readings, half hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half, whatever resonates with you. And you get the other one for half off, and there's no expiration point period with those other second readings. So we're starting that spring part. That's our gift back to you, to give you that extra energy to weed, again, your garden and be able to get information. Because part of my readings, what I like to explain to people, I'm reading your energy, your maps, where you direct your energy consciously or unconsciously. It's nothing fancy that I'm doing. I was born with eyes that are able to do that. I fine-tune them. I continue to fine-tune them by educate myself, by practice, and it's a process. And so I know all of us can do this, but a lot of us are so, we don't feel we can. So the biggest thing that we could do is get ourselves informed, be able to really start looking at ourselves as an energetic being, as an empowered person. Then you can spill that over to all different directions in your life. And then all of a sudden, life will start acting very different for you. And so that's what's happening in and around here. I'm going to give the phone number out because we are taking questions. And as far as reading the roadmaps, everyone could read their own roadmaps. And I'm going to give you a quick energy tip as far as what to do this week. Practice whenever you're in the shower. Visualize that water, as you could pick a color. A lot of times I pick gold lately because gold has a very stabilizing energy. And feel that water going right down to your bones. Visualize it going right into the subatomic particles of your physical body. Then visualize as you're soaping yourself up, you're clearing out the emotional body, you're getting rid of the mental body, the emotional mental body that snarls in that energy field. And really, you could take time when you're in that shower. You could give yourself, besides washing your physical body, you could be clearing and aligning your energetic body too. That would be a great practice to get into, working with the water. The water is a great conduit. It's a great clearing. And as it's going down the drain, you visualize all the stress, all the traumas are going down the drain too. And then see yourself in a bubble of light. Feel yourself in that gold ball. feel yourself going 3 to 4 feet over around either side, top of your head, bottom of your feet. That gives you breathing room, and that's your unique space, and you want to keep that clean. And as you start doing that, you'll start noticing your intuition start picking up. You'll start not getting into the dramas and traumas and not getting pulled into other people's stuff. So that's the quick tip. And we're going to go to our first break. Going back to the phone lines, you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit MacaRoot.com. That's MacaRoot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour, and we're opening up the phone lines, and the number's 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
I would love to do that, and this first one right off the bat is a new one for me. I kind of took an extra couple minutes, or maybe it seemed like minutes for me on the phone, just to find out where Eileen was calling in from, and it's Schuylkill Haven, Pennsylvania. Never heard of it, but we want to welcome our listeners from Schuylkill Haven and to the Carrie O'Connor Show. So, Eileen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
How can we help you, Eileen?
Well, Carrie, you told me some time ago that I had something that felt very similar to ADD, but that it wasn't exactly. I was wondering, is there any way that you can balance that? Because I'm having one heck of a time I can't focus on anything.
Okay. Well, first of all, Eileen, have you increased your hydration as far as drinking at least 3 to 4 liters of water a day? Water is such
a huge
cleanser. And if you drink coffee or tea or any kind of soda, whatever, think of if you have one cup of coffee or tea, add another glass of water to subtract it. It's to dilute the coffee or tea effect. And when the biggest thing, Eileen, and I know many, many people that have energetic ADD, ADHD, and and it looks like their energy field is split or it's all scattered, staticky. The biggest thing is getting a grounding cord. So visualize from your root chakra right underneath in between your legs, a cord going right down to the center of the earth. And even before you get out of bed, just pausing, breathing, letting yourself get into your body, wiggle your toes, feel your toes literally moving and feeling the energy going down there. Feel it pulling up, going into your shins, into your knees. Move your hips, that you're getting yourself, your energy body, into the physical body. A lot of times when we, most people, when they get up in the morning, the alarm clock goes off, they shot out of bed, they start doing their day, and I look at their energy field, and they're like halfway in, they're sideways. And so during the dream time, we could stretch our etheric energy body, and we go into different dimensions, and so we're not all together. So it's a great time, and it doesn't have to take a long time at all. By just taking a couple minutes of breathing and re-entering, visualize what's going on to the day, so then you don't have to the staticky energy ADD is where our body starts going to the past, it starts going leaning toward the future, and it starts getting all out of shape. So what you want to think is foundation grounding, and that would be very helpful for you. I mean, the first thing your body screamed to me was water. So it sounds too simple, but believe me, water is a huge, we can't exist without water. So you want to make sure, and actually when I pull into your to energy, my throat's starting to get tight. Lecithin would be very good for you too, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, and muscle test yourself. Hold it up to your abdomen and see how much is good for you. I take 3,000 units a day, and lecithin is very good for the nervous system. And our brain is made of 30% lecithin, and most of the times we don't take enough lecithin in, and the lecithin really helps our physical, mental, emotional bodies, and it really helps with nerves. I've heard of people that have increased their water and lecithin, and they've gotten off of medication, ADD, even depression medicine. So that's the real important thing to do, because you want to keep on thinking of grounding and entering and feeling yourself going out and getting connected to nature. Feel yourself putting your back against a tree, and if you don't have physical trees around you, when you're meditating, visualize yourself with your back against a tree, but get out into nature as much as you can. That's a very grounding thing. And again, the biggest thing you do is visualize yourself going down as a tube into the center of the earth and see yourself getting greeted by an angel from in the center of the earth, but also another aspect of you. This is your aspect that holds your grounding cord in the center of the earth, and see that she's fed. A lot of times when I follow somebody's tube, when I go down there and I look at the aspect of them in the earth, which shows me how grounded they are, it will look like that person, that part of them is anorexic, or it's been like somebody in a concentration camp. That's how much they don't feed that cord. And so, this is real. This is as real as real can be, as far as our energy field and patterns. Just like I said before, I'm just reading a map of everyone's energy field, of where we put it consciously or unconsciously. But the good news, Eileen, is you got to remember, with intention and with practice, and again, this is a practice and a process, and a lot of times when you start retraining your ego, your energy body, I should say, your ego starts kicking up, everyone's does, and it starts saying, wait a minute, you're changing patterns, and it will do everything for us to sabotage, to not do it. Or a lot of times when we're clearing stuff, at first we could feel more shaky. So if you're feeling more shaky because you're clearing and you're doing stuff to be able to ground into your body, and you're feeling it's not working fast enough or whatever, remember, we don't get in the states that we are overnight, and so that's where we go into the practice part. It's a process, it's a practice, and that's where I even tell people, put post-its where they walk around when they wake up in the morning, in their car, in the refrigerator, wherever your place is that you, when you walk around, so you see them, and start with the post-its that's even having, saying to yourself, ground, breathe, go out into nature, just little reminders, and that gets you into practice and the process part, and that will really help you. And I'm also seeing walnut box flower remedy, and that's very good for boundaries, and that would be very good for you too. So box flower remedies are sold at all different kind of stores, from health food stores to Whole Foods stores, so I would work with that remedy. Or again, I encourage you to muscle test it yourself. Hold the formula up to your abdomen and see if your body goes forward or after or backward, or say to your body, do I need to work with this? And your body will say yes and no. And I encourage that to everybody. Start talking to our bodies, listening to our bodies, and get the doubt out. Turn down the mental body mind and start hearing your body. And I'm watching your ears growing, especially over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months. And That's a good thing. So that means hearing, feeling, sensing the energy around in you, getting away from the static, and be mindful of the environment that you're in. If you've been just around a bunch of chaotic energy or people or that kind of deal, take a shower. Again, clear it off, clean it off. And another great thing is lavender oil. Lavender is a wonderful cleanser, clearer. And I take lavender baths, and then I take lavender oil on my body, essential oil, and that's a wonderful cleanser, clearer, as we're grounding into the body. Okay?
That's fantastic. Now, what did you say about the walnut? It was just
the walnut is a Bach flower remedy that you could get at Whole Foods, any health food store.
Yeah.
If you went on the internet and looked up Bach flower remedies, B-A-C-H, you would find their thing. And it's walnut is one of the formulas there. And it's very good for boundaries, but also a rescue remedy, which is at least five or six of the formulas all mixed together. That also would be very good. I think the whole world right now should be taking rescue remedy. And you could take it in walnut formula is not in rescue remedy. So taking both of those would be very helpful for you because it works. There's flower vibration that works on the energy body. And there's profound stories of how people it's helped people in many, many ways. So walnut, buffalo remedy. Rescue remedy. All you have to do is ask anybody about Bach. It's been around for 100 years, and so that would be very helpful for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you so much. I'm sure it will help
a
lot. So I do tend to hold on to water, though. I don't drink enough, but I also hold on to it.
Well, the more you drink, the less you'll hold on to it, and add lemon to it. Create acid alkaline diet. So add lemon to it. Get lemon essential oils. I constantly drink water with lemon essential oil in it. So then I'm getting my vitamin C, I'm getting the alkalinity because the citrus, the lemons and the oranges, they create an alkalinity in the body. And if you do not drink enough water, it's going to hold on to it because the body's in that, I'm going to go starve and I have to store up kind of deal. So put in some lemon or orange, all of that creates an alkaline. A lot of people think citrus acid and they think, oh my gosh, it's creating an acid environment, and that's absolutely the opposite. Look up alkalinity and add alkalinity into your diet and take out the acid food, acid ingredients, because that also does not help our bodies at all either. It gets us all, again, shaky. And so adding more alkalinity in your diet and the water, absolutely, because then you'll start to detox and flush. And even look for detox teas. It gives the liver a little boost up. This spring is a perfect time to do and instigate all of that for all of us. This is a good time for cleansing, a clearing. In the Chinese medicine, they encourage us in all change of seasons to do a good physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and detox. So do those things that resonate with you, and you'll find yourself being able to get a lot more grounded, okay?
Sounds wonderful. At least I finally have hope.
Very good. Of course, you have hope. Do the post-its, Eileen. I swear to God, it helps like crazy, especially when there's like the ADD thing going on, because I totally understand that. I've been there myself. I go back and forth with it. It is a process. It is a practice. And also, they've been amazing studies with fish oil. And so even if you look on the internet and they have different formulas for the ADD, that's all about fish oil and different vitamins and supplements, and that would help you also big time. So start with the things. So again, see what resonates with you. But the biggest thing that I'm telling you could start right now is water and adding water and adding lemons to your water or oranges to your water, anything to get the alkalinity up or just add alkalinity into your diet somehow is going to be really helpful, and the lecithin. Both of that would be extremely helpful for you. Okay?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to the health food store tomorrow.
What's that?
That's already planned.
Okay, that's your plan? Very good. You're kind of going in and out. So we're going to be going to the next. I'm going to give the number out, actually, because we're almost next break. So, Eileen, thank you for calling from Pennsylvania. And I know you're going to do a great job and keep up the good work. And it is a process. It is a practice. And that's what we want to have to remind ourselves at times, because it takes 28 days to create a new neural pathway, to create a new habit in our brain. And so that's what we want to remember when we're trying to install a new thing. So 28 days is a month. That's where anything that you could do to get yourself into that habit by post-its, reminding yourself, is very helpful. All right. We're going to be going to our next break, and then we'll be with you to the top of the hour. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Posture is not just about standing up straight. It's about being aware of and connected to every part of yourself. This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, and I'd like to share some information about posture with you. The human body craves alignment. When we are properly aligned, our bones, not our muscles, support our weight. The big payoff with proper posture is that we feel healthier and have more energy. Poor posture distorts the alignment of bones, chronically tenses muscles, and contributes to stressful conditions such as loss of vital lung capacity, increased fatigue, reduces blood flow and oxygen to the brain, and much more. For tips on how to improve our posture, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you are actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Welcome back to the Caravana Show, and I got to get my ears cleared.
Did you get them all cleared out there?
Yeah.
All right. You were like underwater or something, weren't you?
Yeah, I was drinking my water.
It's the latest thing we do on the Carrie O'Connor Show. She performs underwater, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Sounds good. I don't know if some of our listeners will be happy about being underwater. Although, I don't know, we could say something else about that.
I don't know about that either.
Hey, what's going on there in the background? You got some music going on there?
Just was trying to turn that down a little bit.
What are you doing? All right, let's go to Lynn. She's calling in from Port Orchard. She was wondering if one or both of her sons are her twin flames.
So, oh, interesting.
Yeah, so let's check out with her.
Okay, Lynn, how are you?
Hi, Carrie. I'm doing well.
Very good. So you wonder about one or both of your sons?
Yeah.
Are twin flames to you, or can you explain your question again?
Yeah, are they my twin flames?
Okay. Well, I'm looking at one that, kind of interesting. When I'm looking at the pattern, I'm seeing one that comes in very strong in that twin flame posture, but I'm seeing one that's standing behind your other son. It's interesting. It's like the sun's patterns are, just think of you all come from the same soul group, but then there's a place where we're all connected, right? And so, but I'm also seeing that they kind of yin-yang each other, so I could understand you thinking that they're part of that, like that twin flame energy, and you definitely have these,
when I look at these different patterns, it's my sign of that twin flame energy. And I'm watching one son that's definitely is standing in that full posture of that twin flame energy, and the other one's standing like in 20-30%. So what does that mean? I always tell people, don't get hung up on labels, because I certainly don't, because it boxes us out. And so it's like, think of what the kids do, is that they really, you guys mirror each other. Or when I see a triangle, it's like you guys create a flow amongst your self, or especially with you with them. You see them as unique individuals. There's an infinity eight going back with you between both of the sons. And so there's a part when you add the other child in that creates a sign of a unity. And especially with when I look at triangles, it's a great base to have in a family. And so that would be where you're, again, giving them a lot of flow. And I'm watching one, it's like standing behind the other son. He's kind of doing, it's his own individualization process right now, which is important, because we all, especially with twin flames, the tricky thing with that is when they, especially our children, is that we don't want to enmesh our energy with them, because it's easy to do, because we want our own space. We don't want our spouses, our kids, or our favorite people in our space. And so, and it actually strengthens the relationship and with the twin flame, that they could be kind of come in enmeshed. And I'm going to talk about that in the class I'm going to do. And so think of, yes, from the same soul group. Yes, there's a part where you guys have that that twin flame energy with your kids. Very good.
Thank you.
Very cool. Okay, Lynn?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head back to the East Coast. We have Carol calling in from Philly, Pennsylvania. And let's see here. She was wondering if there was she has sort of a connection with a male energy, Carrie, and she's wondering, is it possibly, it could be a past life? So let's see if we can get into the details about that. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi,
thanks
how
for
are
taking
you, Carol?
My call. Pretty good. I have a question, and I'm really new to all
Carol,
this.
Carol, you're going in and out. It sounds like you're in a merry-go-round. I can't hear you.
Okay. I met this man.
Uh-huh.
I have not seen him in a few months,
uh-huh.
And we never had anything. But I feel so drawn to him, and uh-huh. almost like I'm missing him,
uh-huh.
and I'm thinking, this is crazy.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering
if you know what, perhaps the perfect follow-up of the twin flame relationship call that we just had. What I've been watching, the patterns, especially since 208, it's like that we've been getting these love washes. I watch these washes, or some people call it dry rain, going over the earth, and they have this signature of awakening, allowing, remembering twin flame relationships. And those are the kind of relationships that they don't have to be, just as this person called before, she recognized it, that was, they were in her children, as in her relationship, and my kids are twin flames. And so
right.
Everyone always thinks it has to be partnership as far as the lover-partner relationship, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. But so these relationships, they act like huge tuning forks. It's the main thing we want to keep focused on, is that the individuals come into our life to act like a huge tuning fork to us, to open up our energy field, to have an experience. Sometimes it's releasing old stuff. Sometimes it's activating, again, new stuff. It's all about how we react with them. And so the biggest thing is try not to be obsessed with them, especially when they act like that tuning fork, because think of them as a mirror that they go in, and again, it's like bing, and your energy goes, and it just like shakes it all up. And so it goes back in the past of you. And of course you've had past lives, because if somebody has that effect with you, you definitely have had more than one past life. And so, and think of that, there's no mistake that he came in at this time in your process right now. And that's where I tell people, because especially when the first meeting of these people, there could be an intensity. It could be like almost obsessive. It's just like you can't get the person out of your head. And you just want to stay in balance and just say that this person is a tuning fork for me. This person is come into my life at this certain time. And the more you're able to hold that part of the keeping the balance, because, again, some people go way over the edge with it. Not saying that you're going to, but – and is there some distance with him where you don't see him for a while, or what's the May-June thing?
May-June. I haven't seen him for a while.
And are you don't know when you're going to see him again?
No, I don't. Do you think – do you feel that we're connecting energetically, or –
what, say,
is there something there?
I guess you're kind of going in and out. Where things energetically?
Do you think Yes. Do you think there is a connection, or I'm not going crazy?
No, there's definitely a connection. That's what I'm saying, that especially when people that remember this, as far there's a reason, a season, a lifetime, right? Sometimes we could have these experiences where I've had people where they met a person overnight or a weekend, and they had this profound experience that they felt like they knew the person, that was just an unbelievable. It goes beyond words. And then the person like went, had to go to Africa or whatever, and then they didn't see the person again. But they worked with the opportunity for to work with the energy to keep up that. It's like a tuning fork effect. So it has a profound opportunity to clear out and get rid of our traumas, our past, our histories that are not empowered. And then it has a wonderful time to make us go back within ourselves and fill ourselves into wholeness. And the easiest analogy that I give is, imagine these people hold a great big mirror in front of their heart, and they mirror out, and it goes way beyond physical words. And this is the easiest analogy I could imagine, I could come up with, is in within that mirror, they're bringing in, and you're seeing a reflection of yourself in the other person, but we are allowing yourself to see that, that reflection of yourself, because it is the other person. And between the two energies, it's like they it brings us up to more of our God source, our creator. It's like touching or feeling the God source in another individual. And even if it's it could be much more unconscious, but that's why these relationships are so intense. But do you want, especially because I'm looking in your energy, and there's some May, June, end of May, beginning of June, possibility of running into him again, seeing him again. And but the biggest thing that you want to keep in, because again, in balance, when we have these relationships, they could get people where they start getting too much in their mental mind about it, and they start going over and over, what is it, what is it, what is it? So just get into the part of the feeling part of saying, okay, I'm going to work with this energy, let go of any expectation if you see him again or not, right? It's just because then it doesn't contract the energy and block it out, and just say, what was the bottom line? Write three or four adjectives that he reflected to you, that he had you feel whole, he had good sense of humor, or if there was a security or sense of him, and then start doing those adjectives to yourself. Start incorporating them in your daily life, and then you're doing a win-win situation where you're getting the gift of the reason why he came in and activated you like that. And as far as the win, other win-win is that that connection possibly could bring them back in, but you're in and around you, because when we have these strong connections for the people, it's like we're talking to them consciously or unconsciously. And the biggest thing is that you are working with the energy within yourself. And if he doesn't not come back in, that it's not going to be devastating to you, that you're taking the, what they say in shamanism, the medicine, and you're leaving out any of the pain potential. And so, and then I look in May and June, there's some reason I'm seeing this doorway or potential that he could, that you guys could meet again. And was he a speaker or something like that?
A speaker?
Carol?
What did you say?
Is he like a speaker, or did you meet him at an event and he was speaking or something? I'm seeing you elevating him like on a stage, right? And I'm seeing you in like the front seat, and part of you is like, oh my God, and I'm watching him having eye contact. And so if that wasn't the physical scenario, then I'm watching your energy field, that part of you are, again, when you're putting him on the stage, there's an opportunity for you to get heal the male side of you. So it's like being able to, through him, work on your right side of your body. And that's your male connection. That's male connections to father lineage, how you hold your male energy, then the energy you put out to the world. And so it's a profound opportunity. Instead of, we don't want to raise anybody up, we could do it as far as looking or observing, but we don't want to have them in the up posture, because then that means that we're low, you know. And so we want to have it like a seesaw, where it's all balanced and everyone looks at each other in that balanced way. And so work with the energy of it, and just we do arrange, and the more we're in flow with life, the more we meet people like this, and constantly or continuously and very synchronistically. And sometimes it's for a reason, sometimes it's a season, and sometimes it ends up being for a lifetime thing. Either way, when we're in balance with it, we get that flow. It reminds us of our own self, our own core self, and then that's that we're in the win-win posture, because it helps us heal our heart, and we remember that we are all God aspects in a physical body, having a physical experience, and so in experiencing them in all its wholeness. And so they have great potential for us to do profound healing.
So
and
I'll
my
try.
Went off, and so we got to go to another break. So does that explain it, Carol?
I'll try to learn from this, I suppose, instead of being scared of it.
Learn from it, let go of outcome. And again, I can't write three to five, or if you could even do more adjectives of what he brought to you, what he activated in you. Take the time right now when you're still in the buzzing effect to write it down, and then you start doing those to yourself. So if, again, if it was good sense of humor, or if it even goes back to down to words, there's no words to it because sometimes it's just energy patterns that go beyond physical words, then just take that feeling in and surround yourself with it, but don't have it like coming from him. Have him like standing in front of you like he's equal to you and he's like a tuning fork, so you can see as two hearts opening up and act like a tuning fork, because we don't want to like put our energy and say that he did it to me or he activated me. It's like he activates, but it's more of a tuning fork, which is much more, it looks like energetically like somebody saying a high five instead of somebody grabbing somebody's energy or that kind of deal. And so a high five is like we talk to each other on such an energetic level. We're just at the tip of the iceberg of understanding what it means to be multidimensional beings. And so your other parts of you know him. You absolutely have had not only past lives, even like parallel lives. And it's amazing things that we are doing right now during our daily experience. And so, again, you want to take it as a learning experience and be able to say, what did he activate in me that I want to feed myself with? And you work with those adjectives, turn them into feelings, then you get the lesson of it and let go of outcome. And that outcome, if he doesn't come into your life again, that you still are profoundly changes and shift. It's just like think of the people on Oprah or any of the shows that said that teacher that said to me that I can do it, they forever changed my life because they shared a mirror to them like a God source creator that they worked with that and continue to do their passion. And so I know this is like deeper than the teacher student example, but it has the same theme there. It's like somebody recognizing us, and it goes again beyond physical words, but work with it, integrate with it, and it's going to it's open up your heart, and that's of course a win-win situation, clearing out heart pain and open up heart signature and heart to unconditional love, and remembering that we are the pieces of God's source creator. And so that's the win-win, okay?
Yes. Can I just ask, is he feeling this also?
So we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we're taking your phone calls, and Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
We'll do. We have a guy calling in now from South Seattle. He's working on a new book, and he just wants to know how the outcome will be. Is it a good thing? Is it going to be a bad thing? Do you need to spend more time on it, more chapters? You know, the usual author notes. So, Guy, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you, Benny. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, bye, Guy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. So you got a new book going on?
Yeah, I'm working on a book that really kind of connects the dots between what's going on supplementally and just the whole quantum zero-point energy field.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And so I'm trying to get this conversation going out in the mainstream.
Good. Guy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I thought you went out. Are you almost done? Well, first of all, I'm seeing the book as a perfect bridger thing. Time is the timing is perfect because it's a bridger time. The book is a bridger book, and I'm also hearing as soon as you started talking, even before you described what it is, I'm hearing keep it simple. So, are you bridging to make it simple to have it be where people, it's like the ABC 1-2-3s, or simplifying something that can be complicated, that kind of deal. And
yes,
and I'm also watching you. Are you already complete with it, Guy?
Am I incomplete with it?
Are you already complete with it? Is it already finished?
No, it's not finished yet. It's just about done.
Okay, all right. And are you working with, because I'm seeing somebody, is it 200-something pages?
Yeah, probably a little bit more, like 250.
Okay, all right. I was watching, and are you already having some, I'm looking at this, male and female bending over you, and they're it looks like they're helping editing or something along those lines. But they seem like now, do you have somebody that's doing the input and looks like editing, that kind of energy? And if you are not physically right now, that they're so close to that, looks like that they will be coming into your life very quickly. And I'm just watching, just when you're complete with something, just kind of fine tuning. So if it's 1-250, I'm seeing it could be. Go down to 200, just like I get fine tuning, just kind of bridging stuff, some kind of,
right.
I'm watching some things getting just tweaked up, but that's a normal process when you're doing the book process.
Sure.
So when I look at the book, I'm seeing a big rainbow bridge over that, and that's one of my major symbols of we're at a huge bridging time, things are information and is going out to the world. And it's a perfect time to bring this out to the world to it's bridger information. So on many levels, so literally down to the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body. So that's a wonderful thing. And then I do keep on hearing ABC 1-2-3. So are you purposely making it simple so people could digest it? Because what I'm seeing is like the masses are waking up more, that they're starting to look into recognizing that where energy is even a huge thing, and the quantum physics is proving it. So people are starting to listen, and of course we've had people that have been in the field forever, but we're watching more and more people starting to looking collectively, energetically, turning their head and starting to look at the light is what it looks to me, symbolically. And so
mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing for you as far as the timing of your book. And I also see, do you already have two in your past? Because I'm seeing two books that are behind you that could have even been ideas that you shelved, and for it's a matter of timing, because I'm watching as this one goes out, I'm seeing other ones that go along with it. And or it could be a supplemental book that goes along with it. I just saw, you know how a lot of, there was the blood diet, the different type blood diet, and then there was a supplement book, or even South Beach diet supplement book. And so, not saying that your book's like that, but it's like I'm watching
something to ask after the book. It looks like it could be a study guide or something that's like a supplement book that goes with it that makes it easy. And I am hearing the word supplement, and I heard you saying supplement. So, and I'm even looking at questions in it, and so where people could fill out their own kind of questionnaire. So, and that's where I see the input of two people that come in, and I'm watching even the woman that has like this reddish kind of hair. So, and I'm watching it resonate with you. So the big thumbs up as far as with the book, and keep up the good work. And again, the Abridger energy is the now is the timing, especially when I see the earth right in the over your head. That's another symbol of mine of the timing of the earth and being received and going out to the world. That's good. Perfect.
Great. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You keep up the good work, okay?
Okay, you as well.
Okay, thank you.
Cool, thanks, Guy, for calling in. And I think we, Carrie, have time for one more call. Cheryl from Auburn has been waiting so patiently. She wants to know if what her hubby will be doing next. That'll be her husband. I'm kind of shortening it up. Hubby, I like to be a little kind of thinking on my toes here. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Cheryl.
My husband has a CD and music business, which is aside from his regular job. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of in a lull right now, and I don't know whether he should be pushing to do something else or whether he should just be relaxing and letting the next thing come.
Mm-hmm. What does he have that's cutting edge? And I'm seeing him, especially March is ending through May, March, April, May of this year in particular. I'm watching him kind of relax, but I'm seeing cutting edge. It's like it's like doing both things at once. So that's like keeping up with having his thumb on the pulse of what's happening right now. And I do see he does, and I see he has a great big ear out, and that's, again, my symbol of hearing, listening, and especially from now to March. And whenever I see fine dials or, like, instruments that look like like screwdrivers, tiny fine ones. That's my message, my symbolic message of getting all the details, fine print, looking to see what he's doing and screwing the loses. I mean, tightening the project. And so it's like just what I was saying earlier in the show, as far as looking back, seeing where we need to weave things out, where we need to tighten things up. And so this is a great time for him to do that as he has his ear out from now to May. And then I'm seeing in May that the whole project, the whole templates of it looks all very gold, and it looks shiny, and then it looks like it's landing in the 3D earth. And that's a very good symbol of mine. That means it's when we're creating anything, it starts out as an energy and an idea, and then it goes down to the energy centers. And when I see something like plop, or it looks like it lands in the earth, that means that it's starting to take off in the earth. And so have him, again, do both. But I'm also hearing, I'm seeing a grandfather coming in on his side that's grandfatherly energy. And actually, he's a great big guy, so it could even be a guide called the grandfather, because he definitely has indigenous energy, too. He looks like a big Indian guide called the grandfather. And he's encouraging him to, I'm seeing flow with the wind. I'm watching a feather that's very gentle, and it just, like, going to the ground, but it's steadily going to the ground. So, again, it's another message of keep on doing what he's doing, seeing where he needs to weed out stuff, tighten stuff up, and just think of April and May is his time of getting to solidifying things to bring it up. And then I'm seeing him in May bringing it up to the looks like it's being handed out to the world, and it has the blueprints all gold. And gold, again, is the color to me of bringing things into the 3D. And but the grandfather guide is really encouraging him to. It's almost like you both need head rest. It's like getting it out of the mental body. So, of course, we have to use our thought process when we get into creating something. But it's that fine duality dance of getting out of the emotional mental bodies as we are in the creation process, and being able to work with the feelings instead of emotions, because the emotions could tighten us up and have us get into the awfuls or into the other people's emotional bodies and also their mental bodies. And so I'm watching the biggest thing between both of you is this bridging period between the right side and left side of your body that's increasing the communication. Then it's going out to what he does is communication, and it's in its own way major way. And it's you're creating that increased communication within yourself, and then it's able to bring it out to the world in a way, in a perfect way. And so that is... think of May right now doing the, again, duality dance, being able to not get see where his head, and also yours. I'm seeing that this is a teamwork thing. It might be his project, but it's yours too. It's like you're both delivering a baby here. You might be the midwife, but you're definitely involved in this. And so, again, it's like a time of where the birthing is active labor, the baby's head is coming out. I'm seeing Kappa even right now, where you see like a quarter size of the baby coming, pushing out. And this is where it could be intense, but there's also an excitement of the delivery and having everything being prepared, okay?
Okay. Good time. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. We are listening to the Kara Connor Show, and I'll talk to you next week. May you align with the divine.